Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 6 now, still looking at the life of David. We've been in this chapter a few episodes, then we went over to 1 Chronicles. And I got some more insight into it. So now we're back in the 6th chapter. And in the previous episode, we left off with this verse, 16th verse. Listen to this. Then it happened, as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. So we'll learn a little bit more about that in just a moment if I get to the end of this chapter. So let's press on. Verse 17. So they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent which David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And so there's so many things here that are unique and that are unusual. David had pitched a tent for the ark of the Lord. That wasn't left up to a king, okay? Okay, that wasn't the role of the king to pitch a tent. That's what the priest did, and they had a mosaic tabernacle. They had something that had very specific instructions, very detailed instructions that you'll find in the Old Testament. But David pitched a tent for it. And as I mentioned before, we're not told exactly how or why this occurred, other than the fact that David's heart was after God. And he wanted to be able to go in before the Lord. Now, notice it says that David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Now, in Levitical law, Mosaic law, yes, if you sinned, you offered offerings, but you didn't go in before the Lord, before the Ark of the Covenant. And apparently that's what David was doing. And it still begs the question, why did he do this? Because his heart was after God. How did he get away with this without God striking him dead? His heart was after God. Did he inquire of the Lord? I suspect he did. We do not have an account of that in the scripture. But we have several accounts where David inquired of the Lord when he had to make a decision. So verse 18, when David had finished offering the burnt offering and the peace offering, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. So he offers this offering up for God with the Ark of the Covenant. He's worshiping the Lord. And then he blesses the people, and he blesses them in the name of the Lord of hosts. Verse 19, further, he distributed to all the people, to all the multitude of Israel, both to men and women, a cake of bread and one of dates and one of raisins to each one. Then all the people departed, each to his house. So what does he do? He worships, he speaks a blessing over them, and then he gives all the multitude of Israel, gives everybody, both the men and women, a cake of bread and one of dates and one of raisins. There has to be, in my mind, there has to be some serious significance to this. I remember I chased this around several years ago. I'm not even sure what Bible study we were doing, but I ran across this. And I found a few things, but nothing really satisfactory. I'm just thinking there's probably more to this. Yeah, there's the thing here that David's providing for the people. He's blessing the people. He gives them some desserts. You know, nothing wrong with that, you know. Give them some cookies to take home, that kind of idea. Okay, that's fine. But I'm thinking there may be even more to this, and I just don't know what it is yet. If I find out, I'll let you know, okay? So all the people depart, each to his house. Verse 20, let David return to bless his household. So apparently, when David blessed the people, he taught them, y'all go home and bless your household. So David comes home, returned to bless his household. When he did so, Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David. And it's sort of interesting. She's always described as the daughter of Saul in these passages right here, and not as David's wife. Yeah, Something had changed. So she comes out to meet David, and she says this. Now listen to this. This is her. This is what she's saying. How the king of Israel distinguished himself today. He uncovered himself today in the eyes of his servants, maids, as one of the foolish ones shamelessly uncovers himself. Remember how he was dancing before the Lord with a linen outfit? Okay. He wasn't in all of his kingly array and regalia then. He'd had that on, but apparently he took it off and was dancing before the Lord. And she is belittling him for it. How the king of Israel distinguished himself today. And then she tells him exactly what it was. You uncovered yourself today in the eyes of the servants, maids. Even our servants here have maids, and you uncovered yourself before them. You made yourself as lowly as them, and as one of the foolish ones shamelessly uncovers himself. And that foolish one has a lot more to it than you might see just at face value. It literally means a worthless one, a reckless person. In other words, you basically made yourself such a fool, you might as well abdicate your role right now because you're not worthy to be king. Now, your average husband might be upset with this, and he actually was. He wasn't real pleased with it, but watch how David responds. Verse 21. So David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me above your father and above all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will celebrate before the Lord. I will be more lightly esteemed than this, and will be humble in my own eyes. But the maids of whom you have spoken, with them I will be distinguished." This is a phenomenal answer right here, because he comes back and he says, you know, I really wasn't worshiping to impress anybody. And you know what? Who I was worshiping was the Lord who chose me over your father and chose me over your house, over everyone else of your father's lineage. He chose me and he appointed me to be the ruler of the people. I did not seek this. I did not try to ascend of my own volition. God appointed me. So because of that, I'm going to worship him and I want to celebrate him. And I do not care what anybody else thinks. He says, I will be more lightly esteemed. In other words, there's going to be many other things where people will think lightly of me. And I'm going to be humble in my own eyes. But know this, these maids that you're worried about, how they're going to react to me, I'm going to be distinguished in their eyes. What I did will raise my stature in their eyes, not lower it. Then the last verse, 23 of 2 Samuel 6. Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death. I mentioned this in a previous episode. Why this verse said this way. Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death. Is it because David was withholding himself from her? Well, perhaps. That might have been the actual mechanism. But I think the reason is because when you belittle, when you speak against a servant of the Most High God, when you make fun of how they're worshiping or their relationship with the Lord, then do not be surprised if you yourself are barren. She was literally barren physically. Many is the person who is barren within the spirit realm because of their attitude. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.